Ford Field's still a great venue. We hear it from our fans. We hear it from the visiting teams that come to play against us here. We hear it from the great acts that have performed here. But we've been here for 15 years, and it's time, I think, to refresh and update the stadium to continue to make it the great venue it always has been. In total, about a $100 million investment into Ford Field, which is the first substantial investment we've made since we opened. And it's going to be a refresh of a number of areas. It's going to be a great new Ford Field when we're done.
The Southside area really sort of grabs onto sort of more to the traditional look of what Detroit is, the sort of grassroots. It's the original Hudson Warehouse. I mean, that was obviously the sort of real driver for this side, but we wanted to not only use that, but take that and elevate it so that it could have even more presence within the space.
We're redoing the Southside clubs. We're creating a new product on the Southside, much like we created a new product on the Northside. By taking out a few of the suites that we have on our current club level, we've opened up the club to have now viewing areas onto the field, and by doing that, we've created a new set of seats we're going to call loge boxes. There will be a new product that will be somewhere between a club seat and a suite, and we're going to have in-seat food and beverage service to those folks.
On the north side, we've kind of taken on sort of more of a current, sort of mid-century, sort of more auto, look to the auto industry and sort of the shaping and the curves of the car.
There'll be smaller 8 to 10 person suites with a common club area that they will share for food and beverage. And then we're going to have a standing room only club that will get you into the stadium and into the club where you'll be able to have great sight lines of the stadium, but a really interactive, high energy space.
The corner invokes the sort of original Briggs Stadium, where it was the original home of the Lions here in Detroit, the corner of Michigan and Trumbull. So we took that and elevated that in this environment. So it's a way where a visitor could come and see the memories that might have occurred over the different seasons that the Lions have been here in Detroit, not only from Briggs, but from the Silver Dome and now here at Ford Field. We looked at adding a whole new space on 2 as a direct connection, as a pre-function space to the actual existing North Club. So what we're doing there is creating a whole new sort of elevation or facade that will be enlivened by lights and the name Gridiron. And as you pass through there, you'll enter into a really unique environment that combines different types of lighting, different types of unique materials, but also very brand-centric. We were really challenged on how to make and elevate that space so that everybody could go to here and feel like they're still part of the stadium, still part of the experience.
We're going to be virtually tripling the size of our video boards, which will allow for much better replays, in-game experiences that our fans don't enjoy today, stats, fantasy football updates, out-of-town scores, much higher resolution replays, the sound system, LED ribbon boards all the way around the stadium.
The additions or the renovations here will elevate them to be in the top tier of NFL stadiums and the NFL experience.
At the end of the day, it's all about winning football games. And the one thing the fans can do is help us win football games is create a great home field advantage and things that we can do to get as many fans in the building, having a great time, excited about what they're experiencing here and being together, I think will help create that home field advantage that helps us win football games.